Well, Francie, looking forward, no doubt, to the big game on Sunday. New ground for Letterkenny IT.
Looking forward to it immensely. It was a derby into the bargain as well against them.
Before we look forward to the game itself, obviously, this you've been there now for 3 years along with Michael Murphy, or this is your third season involved. This has been a slow building process.
When Michael got the job and he asked me to come in and do a bit of coaching, we probably were sitting down and trying to get players together, trying to juggle all the players at the college and trying to maybe entice maybe more players from other clubs and be going to do different courses, trying to get them onto Letterkenny IT. And suppose that's first and foremost what we're looking to do. And we got the players, available to us in IT and trying to get them out to train. And that's in between club and county, that's what we're trying to do and trying to formulate a team. And, this year, we're probably up to Sigerson. Last year we'd won the trench and we decided to go on to the Sigerson this year and listen, we had a very good team and listen, we're playing Sligo now IT in the next round and that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I went away last weekend and got a good result because away games at any level, especially at colleges level, can prove.
Ah, definitely so. And in the middle of that time, you have the exams as well. Question exams on the Friday. So listen, you just that added thing to it as well. But listen, not just on on the game, we went down to half low and we went down the day before and we got a good kind of a rest and went through stuff that we wanted to go through. And with the game then on Sunday, a brilliant day down, a lovely day half low, and it was a good day for football, the boys just really, everything that we've been looking to do on the football field, the practice pitch that we're trained to do, we it came off for us on Sunday.
Yeah. And speaking to Michael Murphy during the week, you won 1-18 to what, 3-5 or something, or 3-3 was it, or whatever.
3-4, yeah.
3-4, 8-9 points. He said it was much closer than maybe that. I think he maybe... Been speaking a little bit with tongue in cheek.
Tom, I suppose, and Francis probably thought the same myself because you're just always in there. They got the three goals, maybe another goal could turn it around them. Like we were 11 points to 1-2 up at half time, and they came out in the second half and they got two goals, and brought it back to a 2-point game. They got 2-1 actually, so brought it back to a 2-point game. And Michael Langan caught a kick out then. We got up the pitch, we got a score, and that score kind of settled us, and we kind of racked off maybe 3 or 4 points then, and then Patter got the goal. And, probably there's a bit of daylight between the two of us, but the way the game was kind of ebbing and flowing, they were getting in for, goals, so that was a kind of concern for us that they got another goal or two, that they was kind of getting momentum. But I think the boys just stuck to the plan and everybody pushed on, and the boys come off the bench really added to it as well, and we got across the line. And post that's in the scoreline, probably it is a bit more flattering what it is when you're there yourself on the line. It was a wee bit closer than that, I thought.
In normal circumstances, to concede three goals, two in quick succession, would be a worry. But was it a case at that stage maybe that LYIT had taken the foot off the pedal a bit?
No, listen, Tom, that was after, it was, as I said, 11 points to them to half time, and they came out in the second half, and listen, we wanted to get off to a good start on the second half, and they got the emphasis. They were always going to get a purple patch in the game, when they got the 2-1, and as I said, and listen, they came back in the game, it was a 2-point game then, and anything could have happened then. But, we saw the game out, and when they had their purple patch, we kind of weathered the storm, and we came out the other side, and as I said, Michael Langan and Patrick Bowen, especially in the second half, really drove us on, and it got us across the line.
Yeah, and I know. Playing obviously Sligo this weekend, as you mentioned at the outset, very much a local derby, and obviously Brendan Drummond, the manager with Sligo IT and Aero, a clubman, former Donegal Ladies manager, and Andrew McLean, the team captain, and Kevin McBearty there as well, and quite a few others from Donegal as well. So a little spice to this one.
Yeah, definitely so. Brendan have a bit of familiarity to our players too, because most of our players in the starting 15 are from Donegal. He will have a gap on that, where he know the players and know the clubs that they're playing with. We're happy to go to Sligo. We're in a great place at the minute. We're in Sigerson for the first time. We won our first game. We're going up to Sligo, who have a good record in Sigerson. They've won it a couple of times, and they've been playing Sigerson a lot longer than us. But we feel with the team we have, we have a good chance this weekend. To go up there And listen, the big one is like if we can perform to the best of our ability and be competitive, you know, probably that's a big thing. You know, we played, you know, the three league games in the Ryan Cup, and we felt we were competitive in every one of the three games. We might not won the game, but we were competitive, and that kind of was a springboard for that result. You know, the last day against Athlone, and hopefully, you know, them games that we played, the likes of Jordanstown and St Mary's and Queens, you know, who've been playing Sigerson, to play them in the Ryan Cup games, you know, give the boys an emphasis to say, you know, that, you know, we're not bad here. We're up here and we're competing, you know, and that's all we can ask for, you know.
How was training gone this week?
No, training has been going, you know. Listen, we're still boys doing exams this week. You know, the boys, the training with the seniors and the boys away with the 20s. And listen, we got together there on Wednesday and we got everybody together and we had a wee short session. Listen, for the game last Sunday, the bodies were still sore and stuff like that, so we didn't do much, you know. Just went through a couple of things and got ready for the game against Sligo now. And listen, it's going to be a big game, and they'll say there'll be a big following going to the game as well. So listen, we're looking forward to it.
You overnighted last week. Are you going down early this weekend?
No, we don't get an overnight this time. But no, we'll meet in the LYT and we'll head up towards Sligo. And listen, as a man said, it's not too far away. It's only about an hour and 15 minutes up the road from Letterkenny. So listen, it's great. As I said, about playing Sligo, up in Sligo, it's a local derby, and listen, there'll be a lot of people going to follow. I don't think there's not too many games on it this weekend as well. So it'll be a big crowd expected that to Sligo, and you know, we're looking forward to the game.
Are you having another session before the game?
No, we're no more sessions. We'll just meet up there on Sunday morning and we'll leave from Letterkenny and we'll head up towards Sligo.
And in terms of, I know, speaking to Michael Murphy during the week, earlier in the week, you had a few knocks and bruises. Have you got everybody, or what's the injury front?
Yeah, well, listen, no, in fairness, I think it's just, you know, yourself, after the game the last day, they're not just knocks and bruises, but I don't think there's anybody. John Campbell came off on the game, but I think John's just a muscular injury, so I think John will be 100%. Apart from that, everybody else is good to go, and touch wood, now we come Sunday and everybody will be rocking, ready to go.
Yeah. 60 minutes away from my first ever semi-final.
Yeah, listen, 60 minutes, you know, for ourselves and Sligo. Like, Sligo had a big result, like beating a very good UL team, and, you know, post nobody would have given them a chance to beat UL. Abraham Dubbins giving us the favourites tag, but, you know, listen, I think they've been playing Sigerson a bit longer than us, and I think he's, you know, he's just throwing it out there. But listen, Sligo, the result they had beating UL, them on home ground, you know, it's going to take a mammoth effort from ourselves to get a victory. But we're going up there and we're going to give it our best shot.